Hello and welcome to today's daily card reading. Today I've got the Two of Pentacles from the Rider-Waite Tarot deck. And do you want to know what one of the hardest things in the world to do is? That is to stay still. To not take any action. To take a day off. To just rest, relax. Not even rest and relax, just to stay still without thinking too much, without trying to progress, without delving into the past, without So here's an example. I was in this it's called restorative yoga, which is about your central nervous system. I was in one of these classes, right? And you literally just had to sit there and do nothing, right? There was no thinking, there was no stretching. You were trying to relax your central nervous system by not doing anything, right? And it's actually very, very difficult, because when you are in an environment, you always feel like you need to be involved or you need to be doing something, whether it's your own space or whether it's at work, you should probably be working. But you always feel like you need to be doing something. Like if you're having a nice relaxing bath, you'll be thinking about your day or what has happened previously or what you're going to do in the future. Or if you're in the shower, it can be like, you know, where the waters are falling over you, like activating your muscles and these kind of things. But for the moment, this card's about not taking any action. It's not about looking for a new job. It's not about looking for a new partner or looking after your partner, or if you're single, wanting to be in a relationship. It's not about hoping for a pay rise. It's not about buying new clothes. It's not about going on social media and comparing yourself. It's not about absolutely anything. It's about staying still and allowing yourself to recuperate and regenerate and relax, right? Now, this could be very hard for a lot of people, because being very busy all the time is something that we always want to do. Well, we don't really want to do it, but we do it without even knowing, right? And we do things to busy our minds. So maybe this is a good time to, without overthinking things, maybe start to journal without any sort of real reason to do so. So there's no, I'm going to write about my day or what I want to manifest or what I want to change in my life or what I'm going to buy next or anything. Just write down anything that comes into your mind, right? It's not, what did I dream about last night? Well, how can I write that down and translate it so I can understand it and then research it? No. Maybe read a book without any expectations of going further than a page. Going further than two pages. This is a tricky one. Calming yourself down. Because we always want to get to another goal. And this basically is the reason for this, is because when we slow down, we can actually, well, recuperate and regenerate, but we can all see the woods for the trees. So if you read a book, you want to get to the next page, you want to get to the next page, you want to get to the next page, because you can get engrossed in these things. But for this next day or so, it's all about returning back inside yourself, right? So not overthinking, not overdoing it, not over-challenging things, and basically taking a day off from yourself, from being yourself, and maybe 2 days off, and see where you land in a couple of days. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow with another card. Bye.